Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So Joe Biden pardoned thousands of Americans convicted of, quote, simple possession of marijuana under federal law. And they want to now decriminalize the drug of marijuana and address the idea that people of color have been charged these crimes disproportionately. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Oh, boy. Let's whitewash history. And you say, Kevin, what's the big deal? Well, first of all, Joe Biden is doing this as a political ploy. Now, Donald Trump had already started this process. First step, second chance. Those are the two acts that he passed, and he was looking at exactly these cases. But he did it for all the right reasons. Joe Biden is doing it for political reasons because he wants votes. Not because he cares about black people, but regardless of who did it, I want you to think about this on a deeper level. I want you to think about the guy 2-3 decades ago who had a couple of joints in his pocket and he got sent to prison for a lot of years. Many people that had enough to be called personal use. And by the way, folks, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't do drugs, never have and never will. But here's what I will tell you. This is an area where conservatives and Republicans can make amazing gains. Amazing gains. Because there are people that have possession of dope. They serve more time than murderers. They took black men away from their families and off the street over possession and altered the course of their lives. And now you know what Joe Biden wants to do? He wants to whitewash it. See, Trump said, I don't want to just release you. I want to give you a second chance. I want to do things that are going to make things right. He didn't do it. Donald Trump didn't put a single Negro in prison. But let me tell you what he wanted to do. He wanted to fix it. And for those of you who say, oh, Trump didn't care, I will tell you, I know of a black guy, we're trying to get the rights to his film, who used to rob banks because he wanted to teach Shakespeare to black kids and he couldn't get funding to do it. He loved Shakespeare and he robbed banks and he didn't get caught. And he opened up his theater. He's a is a center for these kids, performing arts for young black kids in the hood, and have these kids learning Shakespeare because he said Shakespeare writes about the black condition, whether you believe it or not. I didn't study Shakespeare well enough to know. But anyway, his buddies dropped dime on him once they got caught, so he ended up going to prison, even though he never got officially caught robbing banks. He just took the money and he did exactly what he said he was going to do. It was a modern day Robin Hood story, except he wasn't giving the money away, he was giving Shakespeare away. Donald Trump pardoned him. Black dude. Young black guy. He's still young. So Trump cared. Trump wanted to change the lives. But let me tell you, there are so many of these black men who got caught up in this. And you guys heard me tell the story about my older brother. He got a switchblade from our uncle from Vietnam, and he gave it to him, and he was getting ready to get on a plane to fly to college. And they stopped him when he went through the security and they found the switchblade. He goes, oh, crap. So they detained him. They took his luggage. And when they got him in the back, he was standing there and they said, well, we don't really care about the switchblade. But then they hold up, this guy's got on gloves, and he holds up this bag of dope, marijuana, in front of my brother. And he says, but what about this? And he was hoping, they were hoping he would grab it because his fingerprints would have been on it. And my brother was smart enough. He balled his hands in the fist. He put them behind his back and he said, that's not mine. You won't find my fingerprints on there. And guess what happened? They released him of everything. They confiscated the knife. He flew on to college. Could have been an entirely different outcome. So I'm telling you, this stuff happened. And now you know what they want to do? They want to get these guys out and they want to expunge their records. Why? Because now there's an entire CBD industry, 420 marijuana industry being built, and everybody wants to whitewash everything that happened before it. Do you know that 99%+ of the people who own the marijuana industry are white folks? So you want to talk about whitewashing history? Give all the business of CBD to rich white folks who, by the way, the reason why I can tell you they're rich is because they couldn't have banking. They had to have enough money to do transactions because the banks weren't letting them do it. Well, now the banks are letting them do it. So they own, look, I'm not trying to make it racial. I'm just telling you the facts. They own 99% of these dispensaries. So they got everybody coming to them. And you know what they've done to all the people who had possession and all that? Whitewashing. You think they're going to get any of that money? You think there's any recompense for what the governments did to absolutely disrupt the lives of, disproportionately, the lives of black men? Because it was mostly men. What were they doing? How did they build this prison industrial complex that everybody talks about, that the left refer to so often? They built it on the backs of these black men working for 12 cents an hour. You know what happens when you get out of prison? You get $200 and whatever you came in with. And they say, now get. So in 1982, you smoked the joint, had a joint. You got sent to prison for 20 years. And the state and the Fed goes, here you go. Go forth and conquer. Do you know the level of skill you now have? What could you possibly do? You want to talk about recidivism? These guys don't even know what to do. If you went to prison for 2 decades, pick it. Pick any time. You go for 2 decades. You come out. You don't recognize anything. The technology is different. The cars are different. The jobs are different. The opportunities are different. The only thing that's not different is you. You haven't evolved to, oh, come on, Kevin, they got training programs and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, maybe so. But let me tell you, I've never been to prison and I'm not going. So I can, but I will bet you that you take that timeline of when you go to prison, a person's mind stops. It freezes there. No matter how much they try to evolve in prison, it freezes in a moment of trauma. The same way my life froze in a moment of trauma when my mother died at the age of 5. I froze right there. Psychologically, I'm smart enough to know something happened to me in that moment. And it happens to a lot of kids. The parent dies at 13, a kid loses it. A young boy becomes a miscreant, a young girl becomes promiscuous, whatever. That you disrupt the timeline of from normalcy. There is much more to be discussed on this issue. This is much bigger than people think.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When the media is not creating fake news with the outlets that currently exist, they create an entirely new outlet of fake news. By the way, before we even get into that, I don't know if you guys know this. Media Matters, which is a complete leftist news rag, had to retract a story after falsely claiming that a Republican politician went on a, quote, white nationalist pro-Hitler outlet. Welcome, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. These people, look, they, guilt by association. I can tell you, as a person who, you know, is in the spotlight a bit, I don't know who comes up. People want to take pictures of me, they come take a picture. To be honest with you, I don't even, will you send me the picture? Sometimes my team will go out and they'll search for me and they'll find a bunch of them on social media, but I don't look for anybody's picture. I just don't. And so, guilt by association, I could have taken a picture with Lucifer and Hitler's daughter, for all I know. I have no clue. I have no clue. Nor do I care. If you want to take a picture with me, boom, take a picture. At least it's not going to be on Hunter Biden's laptop. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Every show, I want to make sure that I thank you guys for everything that you do to support our work. I don't care how little. I want to thank you. And it is paying off, just so you know, in ways that are so enriching in our lives and the lives of the people that work with me. I don't like to say that people work for me, but they work with me. So I appreciate that. We have, you know, people that have struggled for years sticking with our organization. And, you know, my hope is that they can be really rewarded, because we've sacrificed in ways that I wouldn't even want to tell you publicly. We've sacrificed. We've had people that have had major medical issues, major traumas in family, etc., and we've kept this thing together for 13 years. Never selfishly motivated. Never about money. I've told the team, look, we have to earn money, you know, we have to make money to make sure that we keep the wheels on the wagon, but it's never been about that. And even though I'm an avowed, unapologetic capitalist, when it comes to this, it is about the serious nature of what we do. And that's why when we talk about fake news, we can, you know, it can be like, oh, it's fake news, and when we say it almost, you know, like in passing, like it's some sort of a party favor. It's not. The fake news is a huge disservice to the American people. And as a Daily Caller, I'm going to read this article. Democratic operative-led media website is placing stories in other pop-up websites framed as local news outlets to gain footing with voters in battleground states ahead of the midterms. In other words, the left wants people to think that they've got some new local news site, and that local news site is nothing but fake news and propaganda funded by probably us. I think that's what irritates people the most. I was talking to a friend of mine. His name happens to be Kevin as well. And man, when he was talking, it was one thing that he said, they're doing it. But when he goes in, they're using our money. And we were at a baseball game and he's yelling this, and people had to be looking at us going, what are those guys talking about? That's what made him the most upset, is they're using our money. I'm sure you feel the same. Anyway, the article goes on to say that dozens of local news outlets under the umbrella of a new company called Local Report have popped up in the last year to boost Democrats and target Republican candidates. Now, here's what's funny about it. We started this thing called Americans for Real Change. It's called ARC, Fuel the Red ARC. I'm sorry, Fuel the Red Wave. The sea of the ARC looks like a wave. And so what I told the guys building the site, I said, look, this site must have local, then state, then national news, and the only thing that supersedes local is breaking. That's it. It's about local news. You should know who your dog catcher is, who your city council person is, who's a radical, who's a radical on the school board, things like that. You got to plug in. And let me tell you, I used to not believe this. I was a national news guy, but needless to say, I was at Fox, so, you know, I'm looking at all the big stories. And unless the big story was your little local thing, I didn't care about local. I didn't even care about my own local. This last election cycle, I was more, while I care about who's going to be governor and secretary of state and AG, it's and a senator and a various congressman, you know what I'm really looking at? I'm looking at these school board races. I'm looking at these mayoral races. I'm looking at these mayors who would dare make a commercial supporting Mark Kelly, this turncoat senator who wants to tout himself as an independent but votes with Joe Biden every single time. Who would do that? Do we have Republican mayors saying, oh, yeah, stand at the border with Mark Kelly looking across talking about border security as if this guy gives a crap about border security? It's just insane. Anyway, they said this. The American Independent also counts Matt Furemeyer as president, former research director for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, as well as former Senator Al Franken, Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid. Jessica McCrite, vice president and executive editor of American Independent, served in communications in the Obama White House, most recently as senior vice president at Three Point Media, a Democratic consulting group. This is nothing more, folks, than a front for leftist propaganda. It's the Politburo. So, you know, this is what these people have to do in order to convince Americans to vote for them. They have to create fake news outlets, propaganda news outlets. They have to then tell the ones that exist, will you please work with us in the Department of Justice to drum up stuff on these on anybody. So the raid of Mar-a-Lago, what do you think is going to come out of that? Absolutely nothing. But you know what it's meant to do? Demoralize. Demoralize, demoralize, demoralize. Demoralize Trump's base. Make sure that people do no longer care about him, that they get Trump fatigue. He said in some cases, sites under local report even inadvertently list the names of other outlets that are part of their network. Sites local report operate include, get this, the Bucks County Standard, the Milwaukee Metro Times, the Mecklenburg Herald, Northern Clark County Herald, run almost exclusively content that American Independent writers produce. Now, here's what's interesting. We should be taking a page out of their book. And as it turns out, we are. But here's what I tell people every time they ask me about ARC, Americans for Real Change. I tell them, by the way, the website is arcinaction.com. It'll be up in a few days. What I tell them is this. When you're reporting the truth, it isn't propaganda. We're going to report the truth. Kevin, it's a conservative news outlet. No, it's a truthful news outlet that does a lot of other stuff, including philanthropic activities and some amazing events. You'll hear more about it soon.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
National Security Communicator John Kirby said there will be consequences for Saudi Arabia as the kingdom moves to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day, catching the Biden administration unprepared. But it remains to be seen how far Biden is willing to go in showing his displeasure with the Saudis. Mr. Kirby on Tuesday.
President believes that we should review the bilateral relationship with Saudi Arabia.
FBI Supervisory Counterintelligence Analyst Brian Otten was the first witness in the trial of Igor Deshenko, the Russian national who served as the primary subsource for Steele's anti-Trump dossier back in 2016. Court documents show the FBI offered Steele $1 million if he could corroborate allegations in the dossier. Otten testified that Steele could not do so. The National Hockey League kicked off its season last night. Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The longer I've been involved in this fight for America, for freedom, for the soul of the country, the more you get to see the dirty underbelly. And here's what I can tell you. Here's what I can tell you about this government and what it has morphed into. We have a government that lies about everything. Now, look, there's certain things you can keep from me. If you say, I don't want to tell you about UFOs, or I don't want to tell you about who shot Kennedy, fine. I mean, I'm not really fine with it because I don't really know the details, because maybe I do need to know that there are UFOs and that somebody, you know, there was a conspiracy to shoot Kennedy, and of course, it wasn't just Oswald. But I understand the need to keep things from the general public for reasons of national security. I understand that. What I don't understand is a government that lies to me about things that matter in my life. For example, how many people actually caught Wu Flu? How many people actually died of Wu Flu? And how many people are dying from the vaccination? And is it really safe? That stuff, I want 100% truth as much as you can give it to me. Government doesn't do that. Our government lies. Let me give you an example. Inflation. They tell us right now the inflation rate is 8-point-something percent. 8.6, whatever it is. The actual inflation rate based on 1980, how they used to report it, it's in the 20-something percent rate. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. The inflation rate is even higher than the calculations from 1980. If you really go to the grocery store and you remember what you were paying 2 years ago for something and what you're paying now, there is hardly anything you can buy that isn't much higher than certainly 8.6%, probably higher than 25%. And I'm going to bet you it's closer to 30 to 40, somewhere between 30 to 40%. Now, if you, I get, oh, Kevin, it's an average of a lot of different things. Okay, fine. So if paper clips didn't go up 40%, congratulations. But if the things that I use every day are going up 40%, how about you remove paper clips? If you really want to measure inflation, measure it based on what is it inflicting on me. So what does it inflict on me? I can tell you this. My grocery bill is 30 to 40% higher, guaranteed, than it was 2 years ago. My gasoline bill is easily 50% higher. Easily.
My electricity bill this summer was double. I'm not talking this. We're not talking 50%. In fact, gasoline wasn't 50% higher. It was double. We were $2 and something. It was at $5 and something. And even when it went down to $4, it was still 75% higher. The things that I do every day, you want to go out to do something and eat, prices 30-40% higher. Why are you lying? Why are you telling me it's 8%? You go back to 1980 numbers. Why are you telling me it's 20-25%? It's a demonstrated 40-50-60%. They lie. They got to make you feel good about the bad things going on with you. And here's, you know, what's good and bad about America? We can absorb it. Most of us can absorb it. It's tougher. Yeah, the old tightening of the belt. We're doing it, but how about you stop lying? How about you tell me, guys, look, it's running out of control. We're trying to get a handle on it, but it is tough right now. I would be much more willing to come in with you and say, okay, you know what? We're going through a rough period. I have zero sympathy for these freaking clowns in D.C. who are spending our money. Meanwhile, while inflation is running rampant, you know what they're doing? They're still plotting to steal more money, and they're sending money to Ukraine and Iran and all these other places. Not one care in the world for how tough it is for us to make a buck. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find all our work. We're going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina for the comedy tour on November the 12th. My hope is that they fill those seats there. We will be back in Tampa in February because we canceled the October 20th show due to Ian. We wanted people to – I don't want to do a show when on the heels of a hurricane. Joe the Plumber and I made a tour across the country, the Two Naked Heads tour. Supposed to be fun and engaging and all that, and man, it ended up being humanitarian. We were going to tornado ravage every state we went to. Seriously, 7 states, every one of them tornado ravaged. It was crazy. So, you know, my hope is that, you know, things settle down and we can actually start laughing a little bit again and poking some fun at these knuckleheads. I think about Trevor Noah losing his show and I crack up. And the idea that Gutfeld is number one, wow. Folks, we can do better. But good, congratulations for Gutfeld, but let's give him some competition because that'd be easy to do. Anyway, back to these statistics. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that we capture all crime in stats? Now, that's a loaded question because I'm speaking in an absolute. Of course, we don't capture all crime, right? But do you think that we capture, you know, enough of it to where you feel comfortable? So let me ask you this. Have you not reported a crime? I know this. When I was in high school, I was visiting a friend's house, me and another buddy. It was his friend. And we drove over to his house, and it had been ransacked. Speaker things were cut. It looked like kids had done it. They cut his speaker cover, threw stuff around the room, but I mean, the place was nice, but it didn't look like they had taken much or anything. How would I know? I was like, whoa. And the guy's like, oh man, who did this? He didn't call the cops. He called his dad. His dad goes, did you leave the door open? And then the guy was like, no, dad. You know, and I could hear dad go, yeah, he probably left the door open or something, but they didn't report it. One of my friends I was with, his name is Jack. His son's name is Henry. Henry had just moved to Phoenix. He says, 3 days ago, Kevin, I was robbed at gunpoint. I went in Chicago. He's moved from Chicago. I go, get out of here. He goes, I live in a very nice neighborhood. He goes, I get dropped off by a friend. I said, I'll walk from here. He goes, nice neighborhood. And he goes, 3 guys run up on me, put a gun to my head. He says they take my wallet and something else, like the cash out of his pocket. But they took it. And, you know, yelling and all that. Later on, he finds out these same guys had shot some people later that day. They went out and shot people, killed a guy. They got one of the three guys. And I went, that could have been you. He goes, yeah. He goes, the other guy I think was a driver, and he wouldn't give up his money. He said, I just told him, take it. Here, take it. And you know the ages of these kids? He says they were probably 14. And I looked at him and said, and it was funny, he's a white kid. I go, so would you care to tell me the ethnicity? And he just started laughing. Because he goes, I got robbed by three guys. And so would you care to tell me the ethnicity? Of course they were black kids. So he goes, my dad goes, look, you got to get out of there. I called my company. I said, look, if I can do this job from Phoenix, I can go, you know, live there close to my parents, blah, blah, blah. Bada bing, bada boom. 3 days later, he's out of there. Now, he did report the crime. And as I said, the cops got one of them. He was murder, and then they'll eventually get the other two. But that's the kind of stuff that's going on. But here's what I will tell you. A lot of it isn't reported. There's a lot of crime that just... I can tell you this. A lot of sexual assaults are not reported. People are too embarrassed. Male and female, by the way. The most underreported crime, they say, is male sexual assault. Anyway, I say all this to get to this report. They say this week saw the release of the FBI's 2021 Uniform Crime Reporting Data, so they're always in arrears. The Bureau's attempt at a national roll-up of criminal justice statistics. The data this year is something of a Rorschach test. Observers of every stripe will find something to support their pet cause. But the real challenge comes in not letting these data become an excuse to return to the failed policies of the past. They say, first, the numbers. The marquee data point is that the estimated numbers of murders increased from 22,000 in 2020 to 22,900 in 2021, which is a 4.3% increase. They say, but that's leveling off from 2020, which saw a spike of nearly 30%. Overall, they write, it's estimated that violent crime dropped about 1% overall in 2021, led by a significant drop in robberies. So they want to paint a little, well, overall it's gone down, but the murder rate went way up, but the robberies went down. So apparently people are just giving up the goodies a lot easier. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Believe nothing you are told by this government. You know what they do with stats? They use stats against you. Stats are never used to tell you the good news. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Never. The only thing the government does, they use stats for propaganda. That's a fact. You want it? Let me. You always want me to prove stuff, don't you? You're out there listening. Kevin, prove it. Kevin Jackson, black man, prove it. Mr. Black Conservative. I know how you talk. And you all sound like that when you're trying to be all naysayers. So I'm going to prove it. I'm just messing with y'all. But I'm going to prove it. So here's the thing. Guns. let's just take guns. We're talking about crime right now, right? So guns. Guns kill X number of people a year. I don't know. Are used in X number of crimes. Give me the number. Go look it up. Go look it up. I don't know what it is, but I'll put it to you this way. Guns are killing, there's 22,900 murders. I just gave you the numbers. Now, all those people were not killed by guns. So, let's just err on the side of caution and say there were 20,000. Is that a good enough number for you? Huh? You a bunch of no, forget it. I'm not going to get after you again. So let's say it's 20,000 murders and that were done by guns. Which they're not. People run over each other. They poison you. They, knife you to death. They hit you with hammers. More people are killed by hammers each year than through rifles. Okay? But we're still talking about assault rifles. But whatever the number is, if 20,000 is okay with you, you know what? Let's just do this. Because I know you're out there going, 22,900 deaths, murders, all by guns. Okay? Guns, 2 million times a year, are used to stop a violent crime. Now, 2 million times. Do you know how many times I'd have to walk? So let's say it only 10% of the time that those would have been murders. So that's 200,000. Okay, let's go only 1% of the time those guns would have been ended up in a murder. That's 20,000. We're essentially at the same level with 1%. Am I right about that? 200,000 down to 20,000. Yes. 1%. So it's clear that guns are absolutely necessary. They're used more times to stop violence than they are to commit violence. And yet we have a discussion with idiots over should we have guns. It would be like saying, well, you have fists and feet, but you don't have a Second Amendment right to use your fist and feet to protect yourself. Says who? What would you, look, I don't know what you would do if you were in a fight, but let's say you're in a fight, and to save your life, you've got to pick up a brick. This guy's about to, hammer you, but you have access to a brick, and if you could get to that brick, you would defeat hammer time, okay? Would you pick up the brick? Or would you be stupid? I mean, I don't want to move you in any direction. But I'm going to tell you this. I will pick up a broomstick and poke you in your eye if it's going to save my life. If you knock me down and there happened to be a gun where I fell, that's what you should ask a leftist. If you're getting your butt kicked or somebody's going to kill you, and you fell down, they hit you and knocked you down, woo, you were all gooey, and you looked over and there was a pistol or an AK-47 and you had the time to reach it and use it, would you use it to save your life? Let me tell you, the ones that won't lie, overwhelmingly the answer would be yes. So what you're telling me is the weapon of choice that I could use that's the most readily available for me to save my life, you don't want me to use because a handful of people use that weapon for bad stuff. I tell you what, why don't we take away everybody's cars because a handful of people drive drunk? Right? Why don't we take away everybody's accountants because a handful of accountants are embezzlers? It makes no sense, right? There's nothing you can put this to where it would make sense. And yet, it is a constant drone of this drivel. Over and over and over, gun control, gun control, gun control, gun control. And we let it go. Are you going to be one of those? You're going to be one of those people that go, I'll deal with it when they try to take my gun, you just watch them. No, when the time comes when somebody legally says they can take your gun, which would be illegal, by the way, you're just going to give it up. That's what you're going to do. You're going to give it up. There'll be a few people out there that say, Nope. I'm hiding my guns. You can come search my property, but I will have my guns. But do you want it to get to that? Because, see, sanity says you should get to keep your gun. Now, let me go back to these FBI crime stats. So I gave you estimated crime stats that showed that crime went up 4.3%. Murder went up 4.3% from 2020 to 2021, but it had gone up 30% from 2019 to 2020. Unbelievable numbers. And they use the word estimate. Now, but here's what's going on. Changes in how law enforcement agencies report their data cause significant data gaps between the year 2020 and 2021, with some of the largest nation cities, including New York and Los Angeles, reporting no data. So that 4.3% that I told you the crime rate increase does not include New York or Los Angeles. The FBI used statistical analysis to estimate crime frequency rates, but the accuracy of these estimates they write is up for debate. Truly unfortunate at a time when crime is one of the hottest political issues. They're estimating. Even in their incomplete state, what are these data telling us, is what the guy writes. As we get a little further from the spike in violent crime that occurred in 2020, especially an eye-popping number of murders in some cities, it's become clear that the increase was not a fluke. Whatever its causes, America really does have a murder problem. The surge has been tied to the, quote, dislocations of the pandemic and lockdowns. Listen to the Democrats. Everything they tell. Oh, well, the reason why we have inflation is because of the pandemic and, you know, and the Wu flu and COVID. The reason that we have, an outright number of suicides is because of this. I mean, yeah, some of it is related to that. And who caused it? Who caused it? They go on to say this: although the increases are leveling off, the surge has been sustained even after the lockdowns ended. In other words, they were going to happen regardless. Now, they said that the pandemic was merely a catalyst for a set of more entrenched causes, likely, you ready? Easy access to guns. Now, the leftist narrative, folks, is that the accusations of progressive policies leading to all this uptick in crime is false. Here's what the guy wrote. The data should also put a stop to the unfounded accusations that the spike in murder rates has been driven by progressive criminal justice reforms such as ending cash bail, reducing mandatory minimums, or diverting nonviolent criminals from incarceration. There is no correlation, they write, between a rise in homicide rates and whether a city has a progressive prosecutor. You believe that? They say the same is true of whether or not a city enacted bail reform. And partisan lean doesn't matter. Homicide rates rose at nearly uniform rates in cities run by Democrat mayors and much smaller set of cities such as Jacksonville, Omaha, and Tulsa run by Republican mayors. The increase in violent crime appears to be national in scope, driven by national, not local causes. Here's what I'll tell you, what they're not going to say to you. They're not going to tell you that they cherry-picked a couple of places to say, look at the crime rate in these Republican-run cities. Crime is crime. No, it's not. The rate of increase in Democrat-controlled cities far outpaces any Republican city. They don't want to tell you that. Now, the Republican cities that might have a mayor, do you think that they don't suffer from the same woke progressive policies? So what, the mayor is a Republican? Who's the DA? You get it? Anyway, these are the real stats. Crime is a critical issue for the Democrats, and you know what they're doing? They're trying to soft shoe it. Don't let them get away with it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.